The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. on a Thursday. We've got 10% off all North American Urban Spice products this week at the Power Mall. In addition to our gardening products, the White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and the Willard Water Plant Catalyst right here. I'm holding a 32-ounce bottle of this puppy right up there so you can see it. For those of you watching streaming live, for those of you listening to audio, you might want to listen on TalkStreamLive.com because that will kick our numbers up. We also have the Real Anthony Fauci book, 20% off while supplies last, and Silver Shield sanitizer. Right here is a bottle of it right there I'm holding up on the screen. 30% off on that is a closeout item as well. And for those of you tuning in that want to help support the Power Hour, your donation of $100 or more will get you one of these. Ooh, the coveted Joyce Riley coffee mug. Hi there, boys and girls. Yeah, look at that. Joyce Riley right there with the Constitution and the flag and the Power Hour logo on the other side. And you get to have coffee with Joyce in the morning for a $100 donation. We will ship you the mug for free, but it's a $100 or more donation. We'll get you that mug. Yep. Yep. It's a nice mug. Really is. The Power Hour is also on Substack. And you can subscribe to the newsletters as well, absolutely free at thepowerhour.com. At thepowermall.com, you can also subscribe to newsletters and get news highlights and other information you might have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. There's a reason why we're so worried about your health, and that's because. Yeah, because your health is important. Yep, not because of the wonderful things he does. I know what you're thinking. All of a sudden, your mind just went that way. I get it. Yeah, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Yeah, we have to have a little levity on the show. John D. O'Connor is going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. Tentatively, we're going to be talking to Deep Throat's lawyer about how this whole indictment thing with Trump is going to play out, according to him. All right, now we move on. 3 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time. For those of you keeping an eye on the clock, you want to document every little thing I'm saying? Yeah. But Dave, you said at 7:04, you said, you know, we got to go there. I know. All right. Believe it or not, this is interesting. There are Texas counties, 254 of them, as a matter of fact, and nearly 200 residents of rural San Jacinto County, Texas, watched as the commissioner's court declared a border crisis state of disaster. San Jacinto County, which is where the battle was, where Sam Houston beat Santa Ana at the Battle of San Jacinto. San Jacinto County is 400 miles from the border, and they are declaring a border crisis state of disaster following a mass murder and cartel-connected marijuana grow house bust. County residents saw it right up close and personal. Yep, that's the impact of the border crisis on their community. So they just went right in there, and San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers read the proposed declaration of local state of disaster to the San Jacinto County Commissioner's Court, and the citizens gathered to support the measure. The declaration will allow the county to apply for state funding under Governor Greg Abbott's Lone Star Border Security Mission. Okay, we'll see how far that goes. We'll see if that stops the grow houses and the migration of illegal immigrants across their county, traversing on their soil and interrupting the lives of the citizens there. We'll see if that does anything. got to be critical of a lot of stuff that goes on. And even though, you know, politicians flap their gums, you know as well as I do, truthfully, does anything ever get done that they say is going to get done? You see, they had to pass that declaration in order to get the strings attached. Goodness. All right, we move along. New York Attorney General Letitia James said her lawsuit and other state criminal cases against Donald Trump could be delayed because of the Department of Justice's prosecution against former President Trump. So, you know, it's really funny. She gets on Pod Save America and starts talking about the case. And she thinks that her case, as well as D.A. Bragg and the Georgia case, is going to be put in the back burner pending the outcome of the federal case. So you see, she's bringing up stuff that doesn't relate to her to attempt to demonize and posture. Because she said, obviously, all of us want to know what Judge Eileen Cannon is going to do and whether or not she's going to delay this particular case. Wouldn't it be amazing if she put this off until after the election and Trump got elected president and he would literally wipe out that indictment? Interesting how that would work. But see, this is what Letitia James and everybody in New York State is worried about. They want to know what's going to happen in the federal case before they proceed with the state cases. But everybody in New York State that has anything to do with the legal community is probably seething and drooling over this whole thing, wondering which one of these cases is going to get him. Yeah. Former President Donald Trump, and you may or may not agree with what he did, but he used a significant portion of his speech in Bedminster, New Jersey on Tuesday to lay out the legal defense his team is likely to take against Jack Smith's indictment. Oh, see, the thing is that there was no gag order on this one. But the problem, you know, everybody needs to keep in mind is that in any case, civil or criminal, who's the burden of proof on? The plaintiff. That's right. Not the defendant. The defendant cannot, he can defend against the statements made by the plaintiff, but the burden of proof is on the plaintiff always. I'm not sure it was a smart idea for Trump to even say anything about it and call Jack Smith scum or whatever. All you're doing is just basically riling people up. And the more they get riled up, as we talked about yesterday, you know, you all have been warned not to go out and do something stupid like riot on the courthouse or the Capitol or whatever the case may be, knowing J6 was a trap. Congressmen are even warning you now, don't do this, because if you do, they're going to make an example out of you. This is exactly what they want, is for all the ultra-right wing nut jobs to come out of the woodwork and do something stupid. And we don't want that. Nope. We got to keep tabs on everything and everybody, what they're doing, what they're saying, the tit for tat, the political theater, everybody's looking at it. Trump is going to stay in the race regardless of the outcome of the trial. Claims it's political persecution. You want to talk about political persecution? Daniel Penny, the former Marine charged in the alleged chokehold death of Jordan Neely. Remember the Michael Jackson imitator that went ballistic on the subway? He's been indicted. You see, that's what the Manhattan DA's office does. You know, it's really funny. It says the Manhattan District Attorney's Office charged Penny with second-degree manslaughter. Bad reporting. Manhattan District Attorney's Office doesn't charge Penny with nothing. The DA's office goes into the grand jury room, presents the evidence. Here's a ham sandwich. Would you indict it? Yeah, let's get the news reporting straight. The headline reads, Daniel Penny reportedly indicted. Who does the indicting? The Manhattan District Attorney's Office? No. Think about what's going on in the legal system here. If you don't know who indicts what, you need to go do your homework. Grand juries do the indicting by the issuance of a true bill. It's either true bill, meaning they found enough evidence to charge him with something and indict him with something, or no bill, which means he didn't do it. So you can't charge him with any, you can't do anything. You can't prosecute the guy. But they charged him, and we're talking about Daniel Penny, the former Marine who was allegedly committed a chokehold on Jordan Neely when he went ballistic, and he and other people assisted holding him down while Daniel Penny put him in a chokehold. No, he didn't knee on his neck. But, you know, here's the thing. All these witnesses are calling Daniel Penny a hero, so much so he's raised over $2 million in legal funds in a very short period of time. So here's another move by Alvin Bragg's office to charge somebody that was doing the right thing. Wow. And this is because Jordan Neely was acting totally erratic, cussing everybody, taking his jacket, throwing it on the ground, and yelling and saying he didn't care whether he was going to go to effing jail. Wow. You see, and this is the insanity that we have to put up with. What are they going to do? Charge you? Are they going to now ban jackets? They're going to ban chokeholds? Oh my God, chokehold, that's a deadly weapon. Yeah, see, they're going to come up with, you know, it's like, look, if the Boston Strangler, what did he use? Are they going to ban that too? What did Albert DeSalvo use to strangle all those women? You know, were any of them strangled with stockings? What are they going to do, ban nylons now? See, these people are idiots out there, and this is just a classic example of the lunacy that is going on in our justice system. Jim in Missouri, first up this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Now I'm moving right along in rare form.
So what I call in about was you've been mentioning lately about Tucker Carlson using the word democracy when this is a constitutional republic. And I agree with you 100% on that because you're absolutely right. But by the same token, you, Dave, you need to be reminded that Biden is not the president and that Trump is not the former president. He is the president. I don't like Trump anymore, and I like Biden, but I will give him that. He did win by the biggest landslide in history, and just because Biden stole the election, because you steal something does not make it yours. He is not the president.
That's true.
And I don't understand why you keep calling president.
Well, you know, I'm reading the news. I'm relating the news story, Jim. No, you're right. You're right to call me out. I'll give you that. You're right to call me out. You know, I call him hair sniffer. I mean, the guy is a deviant. We already know that. It's creepy when you sniff some girl's hair. So to me, you know, he is a poor representation of what anybody would call a president. And see, the thing is that the courts are so corrupt right now that they won't let any of these stolen election cases come before it, any of them. As soon as you try to bring something up, oh, you don't have any. What do you mean we don't have any proof? I mean, look what Carrie Lake is doing in Arizona, Jim. I mean, this is, you know, I understand exactly where you're coming from. I understand, you know, yeah, 80 million people agree with you right now that Biden is not the president, that the election was stolen. 80 million people feel totally, and I'm saying this because I agree with what you said, insofar as even though all the news media are reporting him as President Biden, all the news media are.
That's we have they're a bunch of backstabbing treasonists. That's all they are.
Well, yeah, see, and that's the thing. We are playing a game of semantics, and we're playing a game of psyops, and as long as they can condition America through the mainstream media that he indeed is a legitimate president, then, you know, we all, well, okay, let's go along to get along. No, ain't necessarily so.
Well, they stole the election right in front of the whole world. They didn't even try to hide it. I mean, how stupid do they think we are?
I know. I get it. And see, the thing is that very few people like Mike Lindell stood up to the forces that be, and now he's being sued. See, because they got all this money, and if you mention the name of the company, then all of a sudden you defame them, and you deserve to be sued. And, you know, it's turns into a real nightmare for whoever comes out and tries to attack. I mean, Sidney, you know, Powell, his attorney, she's getting sanctioned. So is her counterpart that brought these suits. Didn't go anywhere because the justice system is covering for it. What I don't understand, Jim, is how Mike Pence could have any kind of rating in the polls at all. As far as, I think they got him at like 8% of the voters that would favor voting in Mike Pence as president. I don't know how he could get any of it, considering what happened on January 6th.
He's just an old piece of crap. I don't think anybody would vote for him. I don't know why Trump ever picked him in the first place. He picked all the wrong people. I've always suspected Trump has been in with them all along. I've always figured that. I think he's one of them. I think the whole thing is an act. If they really hated him half as bad as they let on, they would have killed him a long time ago like they did Kennedy. So,
well,
just, you know,
that's a good point. That's a good point. Whoever they are. I understand that. And see, Tucker brought out the fact that because Trump got on camera, which we aired that video yesterday. For those of you who missed it, you need to go to the email blast and look that up. There's a video out there where Trump is debating Jeb Bush and a bunch of other people, and he's sitting there pointing at the Bushites, saying that the whole Iraq war was a lie. They knew it. Him and Cheney knew it. They lied to the American people. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and they knew it when they went in there. And that is what Tucker deemed to be the linchpin that caused deep state and both parties to go after Trump and bring this kind of hell into his life. That's kind of what we're seeing. And it's really funny. The news headlines today is like people are saying, well, maybe if he cut a plea deal and agreed not to run again as president, that they would just dismiss all the counts. Who are these people trying to kid? That's what blows me away. You see how the tit for tat in the political theater? It gets so amusing. I just want to laugh these buffoons clean out of office, but you know that's impossible. I just don't know.
I've always
what to make of it.
Trump's just an actor, is what I've always thought. His job is to corral the resistance. It's all it's ever been about. I knew that the day after the first time he got elected, as soon as he got up there and started, he had campaigned on putting Hillary in jail the whole time to get all the votes. And then as soon as he got elected, the very next day he was up there talking about, well, we don't have time to worry about her. She's only killed about probably 500 people, been on murders and everything else. And got to let her go, but let me go out and rob a Coke machine. I'd probably get 10 years in the pen for it. And it just really burns me up. But that's the way they do things. That's equal justice for all in this country.
Well, there you have it. It's bedtime for Bonzo.
All right, well, I'll get
out. Yeah, have yourself a great day, Jim. I appreciate it. Thank you for pointing that out. God bless you, man. That's the thing. There are many of you listening out there that agree with everything that Jim just said. I'm just telling you what the news headlines are saying, and you can all shake your head and go, no, he's not the president. He's not a legitimate president. Look, the guy is a blowhard with the mental acuity of office furniture, for crying out loud. He's a hair sniffer and a deviant. You know, I don't know what else to tell you. Nobody goes around sniffing hair and eating ice cream cone like he's delivering oral sex. Nobody does stuff like that unless you're a deviant. Ye shall know them by their fruits. So, you know, and I really just, boy, I mean, it's a disgrace. And then you hang the pride flag up in the middle. See, this is why they've come out with this new act that Kansas Senator Roger Marshall has come up with. Don't know if you were made aware of that, but yes, they have proposed a new thing right now. It's introduced a bill yesterday that would forbid any other flag but the American flag to be flown over government buildings. Deemed the One Flag for All Act, the bill would essentially make it illegal for any federal government building to fly or drape a flag other than the American flag. And it comes in response to what? The garbage you saw happening at the White House when the LGBTQ pride flag was hung in the middle. And I'll tell you what, I don't believe, my dad used to use the old saying, you don't have a pot to piss in. Well, that's a very old adage from way back when. And there's stories tied to that about where that adage came from. But understand, if it did violate the U.S. flag code, do you really think Biden cares? No, he's trying to cater to 1% of the population that thinks like he does, which makes you wonder what is going on in Joe's mind when he's hanging out with all of those trannies. Yeah, I bet you can think about that, huh? Where does Joe want to go with those trannies, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, deviant is as deviant does. So, I mean, if you're going to disgrace the American flag by allowing the pride flag to be hung in a prominent position and put the U.S. flags on either side of it, where's your allegiance really to this country or your own sexual deviancy? Where is it? See, he's not going to answer that. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have a brain. That's why I call him Scarecrow. Have a little fire, Scarecrow. Yeah. And to make things worse, moving into world news, Sergei Karaganov, I'm going to read a pair. This guy is a foreign policy think tank committee person in Russia. He and Vladimir Putin are very good friends, allies. And the headline reads, by using its nuclear weapons, Russia could save humanity from a global catastrophe. And the one significant, and this is why we have Nuke Protect at the Power Mall, one significant paragraph stuck out in my head. The credibility of nuclear deterrence must be restored by lowering the unacceptably high threshold for the use of atomic weapons and by moving cautiously but quickly up the ladder of deterrence escalation. Now, I hope you understand, this is his comments, what Sergei is saying. He's a think tank, Russian think tank generator, all right? Whether it's propaganda, whether it's psyops, whatever the case may be, he is saying you have to lower the high threshold for using atomic weapons. He said it's unacceptable. The first steps have already been taken through statements to this effect by the president and other leaders by beginning to deploy nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles in Belarus. So that means the tactical nukes are there and they're ready to use them. And by increasing the combat effectiveness of these strategic deterrent forces. There are quite a few steps on the ladder. I count about 24, he says. It could even go as far as warning our compatriots and all people of goodwill. You ready for this line? About the need to leave their homes near the objects of possible nuclear strikes in countries directly supporting Ukraine. I hope you just understood what I said. This is why Joel Skousen put out the book Strategic Relocation. Because you got to look at the jet stream. I mean, we've talked all about this, folks. The enemy must know that we are ready to launch a preemptive retaliatory strike in response to its current and past aggression in order to prevent a slide into a global thermonuclear war. Yeah. And that is the statement made by Russian think tank chairman, Sergei Karaganov. He's promoting it. And the more that we keep involving ourselves in Ukraine, all the warmongers in Washington, now I guarantee you, because of the fact that even the jihadists knew that New York is the financial center of the country, epicenter, let's put it that way. We have different Federal Reserve offices all around the country, but they're really, you know, they basically are on their hands and knees catering to Wall Street. And whatever administration happens to be in power. The bigger problem is that, you know, they know that the political center is D.C. and they know that I'm not sure that all of these people that are in D.C. right now that are running this country miserably as they are, I'm not sure that they're going to have time to get out. Because, I mean, you got submarine-based nuclear missiles, too, and they're sitting off the coast. We know where they are. And if you don't think that we all know, this reminds me of that Mad Magazine cartoon Spy versus Spy, you know, where the black spy and the white spy are, you know, because nothing is ever in black and white, right? So, you know, everybody knows what's going on. I mean, Biden just allowed a Chinese spy balloon to fly over the country before they shot it down over the Atlantic so nobody could recover legitimate parts. I mean, think about this for a minute. Why would they let something... You know, because the Chinese know. They got spy satellites. There's so many spy satellites up there. I'm surprised they're not all running into each other. You know, as soon as one goes out of orbit, kaboom, now we have a collision up there, you know? What are they going to do? Pull over, give them a ticket? Oh, my. You know, so, I mean, when you got people talking this kind of garbage, and they're basically pointing a finger at NATO and pointing a finger at the United States and saying, you just keep sticking your nose in there and see what happens. You know, and but for him to say that we have an unacceptable high threshold and we should lower the threshold. That means the simplest of things, like Ukraine becoming a NATO member, would warrant using atomic weapons to send a message. Yeah, and they even included the fact about people leaving their homes near the object of possible nuclear strikes. That could be a nuclear power plant near you. It could be a military base near you. And these tactical nukes, I mean, we're talking a 50-mile radius of the strike zone. And it only takes a couple. But see, here's the thing. They know that New York and D.C. are the two epicenters for financial and political power, respectively. So I would anticipate, just thinking outside the box here, that those two would be the first targets. Then they're going to be looking at, you know, if they don't take out the grid first, which they could, using hypersonic missiles and create EMP. That's to blind us. Then they can come in there and wipe out a couple of major cities in addition to, because see, New York, you're going to take out, what, 8 million people there? You're going to take out about 800,000 or 900,000 in the D.C. area, maybe more. Casualties won't be, it won't be pretty. That's why we have Nuke Protect. In the global technocratic dystopia, in the minds of the World Economic Forum, they want to vastly restrict car ownership by 2050, by 75%. Oh, you will eat the bugs. You will own nothing. Cars will be reserved for favored party members. Yeah, future cars just won't be electric. They'll be non-existent for the non-politically connected. So you either know somebody, you're politically connected, or you don't drive a car. Now, in order to, you know, reduce the number of cars on the road, that means you need to reduce the number of drivers, right? Only makes sense. Wow. You know, vehicle access regulations to limit traffic and pollution. That's another thing, is part of their urban mobility scorecard tool. They really want to cut down the number of cars on the road, huh? And of course, they've been advocating mandatory car ownership restrictions for climate change. Yeah. And it's unclear at this time what access the UK is going to get. Reported commitment, of course, for Google and OpenAI. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak recently announced the Google DeepMind, OpenAI, and Anthropic, three tech outfits widely considered the global industry leaders in generative artificial intelligence technologies, have agreed to provide the United Kingdom with early access to their AI models. Now, we'll see how far that goes. See, this is the stuff that can get out of hand and cause worldwide disaster. This is why Sam Altman and others have been warning that we better mind our P's and Q's when AI comes into play. Otherwise, we may cease to exist as a world. Wow. 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to break, coming back with more news in your phone calls. Oh, we got a lot of stuff happening in the nation's capital. Even have a video to share with you, too. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you here. And of course, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. And of course, we're covering the balance of the world, what's going on in the world here, and picking it apart. Half of Albanian illegal migrants were granted asylum by the British government last year, despite the fact they're not coming from a war-torn country, but rather a safe European nation, according to a revelation by a parliamentary committee, the Home Affairs Committee in the House of Commons, called the Home Office. Yeah. Government department tasked with regulating migration. They've been asked to explain why 51% of illegal immigrants hailing from Albania were granted asylum last year, which they claim to incentivize the record waves of migrants from the country illegally crossing the English Channel. And you wonder why they're coming to the United States of America? Huh. Yeah, you see the crime statistics and you wonder why they want to come to one of the more dangerous countries in the world. We're all living in it. We get it. That's why people are stocking up on guns, food, and ammo. I hate to keep bringing it up. But, you know, we have this sinking feeling that things are not going in the right direction, especially when we have all the garbage that we had happen in 2020. Again, Jim from Missouri just called in, made a good point about that. He doesn't consider Joe, the hair sniffer, his president. I get it. I get it completely, Jim. He's not my president either. I didn't vote for him. And the fact that everybody is challenging what Dominion voting systems did or didn't do, and the fact that people have been caught now, we're starting to see all of these boxes of ballots show up out of nowhere. Oh, they were reportedly lost. You know, it just, I'm going to get into politics in the U.S. here in a second. I'm going to go into detail on that because Rasmussen just got a new poll out. Wait till you hear the numbers of this. Google has reportedly been charged with violating EU trust antitrust laws. By the way, the charges were filed by EU regulators accusing Google of leveraging its dominance in online advertising to undercut competition, marking the fourth such accusation against the company in recent years. See, even the European Union has a problem with Google. And they're making a mess, you know, because of this ad tech supply chain going on right now. The primary concern of the EU is Google may have used its market position to favor its own intermediation services. Two Americans were discovered dead inside their luxury hotel room in Mexico's Baja California. Apparently, it was a Hyatt property, from what we're understanding. Suspected causes of death were inhalation of gas, which has happened to other Americans in Mexico in recent years. Yep, this happened in a hotel room located in the seaside community of El Pescadero after receiving reports the Americans were unconscious, according to police there. The pair were pronounced dead at the scene. Both of the couple, the body of the man and woman, both were in their 30s, were found by paramedics around 9 o'clock last night. Oh, sounds like fun. You want to take a trip to Mexico? Yeah. Like Andy Looney used to say, I don't think so. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy slammed CNN as he was being pressed about the indictment against former President Trump. And for those of you out there that think he still is your president, okay, I get it. The thing is he's not acting like the current president. I keep hearing these rumors from people in the Q sector. Oh, he's going to be reinstated. He's going to take over the White House and the military is going to go arrest half of Congress and, yada, 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 and they're all going to Gitmo and they're going to have hangings. And I hear all this crap. And that's exactly what it is because I haven't seen it yet. So, you know, we got to call it what it is, the rumor mill. Until we actually have proof, you know, I get tired of hearing garbage like this. Like, we're supposed to have hope. Yeah. Yeah, which Biden are they going to take to Gitmo? There are probably several of them out there from what we understand. Of course, the idea of equal justice is not playing out here, according to McCarthy, what he told the group of reporters at Capitol Hill, referring to how Trump and Biden are being treated differently over the retention of government records. And of course, CNN reporter asked him, and McCarthy, of course, bounced back at him and says, hey, why did your network hire Andrew McCabe, the former FBI deputy director who was fired in March of 19 after a DOJ internal review found he made unauthorized disclosures to the news media and lacked candor, including under oath on multiple occasions? And then you hired James Clapper as well? And McCarthy says, are you prepared to defend your network, CNN? You know, did you remove McCabe from the network because of all this? Leaking classified documents? No. You see, it's whatever serves the left-wing media, they're going to do. And of course, you remember the philosopher H.L. Mencken? The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself without regard to the prevailing superstitions and taboos. Almost inevitably, he comes to the conclusion that the government he lives under is dishonest, insane, and intolerable. That's the quote. Do you agree with it? Raise your hand. Come on. I know, it's a sight gag. I wonder how many people actually did that. Yep. This entire fiasco points to Donald Trump being charged with allegedly violating both the Espionage Act and obstructing justice by improperly handling classified records. Okay, we'll see how that goes. You know it's going to be tit for tat and everybody's just hanging there with bated breath. Don't worry about it. This thing is going to play out on its own. Just keep your eyes on your fries. No, keep your eyes on what's going on in the media. And understand that this whole thing is going to play out the way the media and the government want it to play out. Whether we the people like the results or not, we the people have not risen to that occasion yet. But I think a lot of us are getting ready. I even hate to say that, but there are people out there that are that PO'd. Just temper, hold it. Yeah, just, you know, shine a light on it. They run like cockroaches. You and I both know that. A councilwoman from the Mexican city of Reynosa, Tamaulipas, now faces federal charges in Texas after U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested her for allegedly transporting 42 kilos of coke. Wow. Yeah, got her at the U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint in Falfurrias, Texas. Yeah. Denise Ahumada Martinez was driving a Mazda SUV with Mexican plates as she approached the checkpoint. And, of course, they used an X-ray scanning device and found 42 bundles of drugs hidden inside the car's door panels and seats. Oh, my, a Mexican city councilwoman. Unbelievable. Man, everybody wants to get in the game. Wonder how much money she was going to make off of that. Yes, I got to pay for my next election campaign. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to pay your legal fees. Former National Security Agency employee was sentenced to, are you ready for this? 2 weeks imprisonment. 2 weeks he got in prison for storming the U.S. Capitol on J6 with associates described by authorities as fellow followers of a white nationalist movement. Now, here's a guy who's 24 years old, Paul Lovely, lives in Halethorpe, Maryland, was an NSA information technology specialist, and he got 14 days behind bars to be served over 7 weekends and 3 years of probation. Huh. Because he pleaded guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building, a misdemeanor punishable by a maximum of 6 months. He got 14 days to be served over 7 weekends. Oh, wow. Yep. Wow. You see, justice is equal, isn't it? Just because he's a government employee, he gets different treatment. Huh. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has filed paperwork to join the 2024 Republican presidential primary. This happened yesterday. Miami's first Cuban-born mayor, serving a second term in office. Thought you ought to know. Here's something more interesting about all the rhinos in Congress. There was a House resolution out to censure Representative Adam Schiff of California. It was effectively killed on Wednesday after 20 House Republicans voted for a motion to table it. 4 Republicans did not vote, 2 voted present. They sided with Democrats. You really need to pay attention to which 20 they were and vote them out of office and put somebody in there that understands how a constitutional republic operates. Schiff should have been gone a long time ago. Now, we get to that poll I was talking to you about. And, of course, you know, Jim from Missouri brought it up eloquently this last segment, talking about the fact that everybody knew they cheated. Well, a majority of American voters expect cheating in the 2024 presidential election, according to a new Rasmussen Reports poll. This was released yesterday. The organization found 54% of likely voters, that's over half, believe cheating at the ballot box will be part of the 2024 election, including 30% of those that say cheating is very likely. The poll found 41% who said that cheating is not likely, with 24% who say it's not likely at all. What are these people, brain dead? I'm talking about the 41% and the 24%, the latter of the two figures that I just quoted you, who say it's not likely they're going to cheat. Oh, come on, really? Who are these people kidding? The ones that are in denial. The ones that think that the government will take care of me. Oh, they got another guest coming. It's not going to happen. Nothing comes without strings attached. And all of these people that think the government is going to take care of them that end up as refugees will end up in a camp somewhere. Huh? You trusted your government. This is what you get. Now, why would I say something like that? Why is something so blatantly just, I mean, that's just abusive, Dave. Why would you say that? Well, let's look at the jab for 1 minute. Let's look at the fact that they lied to us when they initiated Operation Warp Speed and started sticking everybody with virtually untested gene therapy drugs they called a vaccine. Yeah, let's look at wearing face masks. Let's look at 6 feet apart rules. Let's look at, keep going. Go down that list. You know, I don't have to sit there and waste time expounding on all these regulations and rules you must follow. You know, breaking up of families. Really? And this is why we trust our government? Really? I don't think so. That's why I'm being abrasive about it. Because everything they do, there's either A, strings attached, or B, they're lying about something. And that's why I read the H.L. Mencken quote earlier. Just so you know. For the first time in more than a year, the Fed has left interest rates unchanged, but signaled that two more rate hikes are set to happen this year. Ooh. So you wonder why the economy is stagnating? This is exactly why. The benchmark federal funds rate held steady at a range of 5 to 5.25%, effectively ending the streak of 10 consecutive rate hikes. But they're going to assess additional information and its implications for monetary policy, according to the Fed Open Market Committee. So again, we'll see. Here's the thing about going shopping at your favorite store. According to Home Depot CEO, yeah, he got on CNBC's Squawk Box. This is Home Depot CEO Ted Decker. And he said, "We are increasingly concerned with some life safety of our associates and customer base," unquote. Stated the issue of retail theft has been the highest in certain tough cities. And of course, CNBC host Becky Quick asked him, "Will you reach the point where there are stores you have to shut down? Because this is a problem in some geographic areas more than others. Where is that?" And of course, Ted Decker chimed back in and said, "Yep, we are going to have to start closing down stores because we can't afford all the theft that has been happening, and the fact that some of our employees are being assaulted in the process. And people don't go to work for Home Depot to be assaulted. That's why they're concerned with some life safety of the associates, because in the process of retail theft, some of the people that are committing the shoplifting acts are actually becoming violent when they're being confronted." And of course, that concerns the hierarchy in the Home Depot echelon. You got to wonder if that's not true with other stores that you go into, which I'm really surprised that more people aren't packing and having concealed carry and going into stores, you know, knowing that they're safe in case somebody tries to start something and tries to attempt to assault them. And now they have a remedy. And of course, now we all know that Modelo Especial overtook Bud Light as the top-selling beer in the U.S. in May. Bud Light sales, of course, being crushed by the boycott over the brand's relationship with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. But see, people are kind of confused. They're going, "Wait a minute, is Modelo Especial, is that owned by AB InBev, Anheuser-Busch's overseas international conglomerate?" Nope, they're not. They're not owned by them. Private consortium here in the U.S. All right? Just so you know, don't panic. Keep buying that Modelo. Really. Yep, I know. They're like, "No, we're not buying that beer for queers." Yep. I know how the thought process is working out there. And of course, the headlines around the debt ceiling legislation focused on the ability of the U.S. to meet its financial obligations on time and in full through 2024, no small feat. Yeah, it was a giant exercise in bipartisan class warfare, according to The Guardian's Clara Mattei. The actual terms of the debt ceiling legislation reveal a political consensus that is at once troubling and longstanding. She writes, while top-line U.S. spending will increase this year and next, its increase is reserved almost exclusively for defense and for veterans' medical care. Other programs, including social welfare, the enforcement of the tax code by the IRS, are going to have their budgets cut. Well, that should be a relief to some of you, but Americans seeking food stamp benefits are going to face increased work requirements. Yeah, that's a longstanding wish of both Republicans and some Democrats. That means you can't just sit on your butt. You're going to have to go out and work if you want to get food stamps. If you have the ability to work, you need to get out there and do it. And you have to prove you have a J-O-B. Now, here's some scary stuff. Do you remember the Yuval Noah Harari, the senior advisor to the World Economic Forum and its chairman, Klaus Schwab? He is suggesting that artificial intelligence could rewrite the Bible, creating religions that are actually correct. Wow. He wants to compete with God. Shows you where he's coming from. He is an influential author and professor making the call while giving a talk on the future of humanity, saying the power of AI can be harnessed and used to reshape spirituality into WEF's globalist vision of equity and inclusivism. You know, the printing press, radio, and television, they broadcast, they spread the ideas created by the human brain, by the human mind. They cannot create a new idea. Talked all about Gutenberg and whatnot. Huh. And how AI can just kind of turn things around. A friend of mine who's an attorney decided he wanted to look at this case I brought up on the radio about the attorney in New York, Schwartz, that he went and used AI to draft his pleadings, and the AI quoted like 12 phony cases, and the judge's law clerks went, wait a minute, this isn't right. These aren't even legitimate cases. What in the heck is going on here? And of course, then the attorney admitted he used AI to write his pleadings. And AI, oh man, bend over. Yep. Well, my attorney friend decided, retired attorney friend decided he was going to actually go explore this. And he said, man, I got my mind blown. He says, I cannot believe all the gobbledygook that this AI does. He goes, I thought it was actually cool until I started analyzing what AI did when it started generating pleadings. And he goes, now I know why this guy's getting in trouble. Yeah. A federal judge has blocked an attempt by woke tech giant Microsoft to acquire gaming giant Activision Blizzard in a deal that would vastly expand the latter's share of the video game market. Just thought you ought to know. Well, here's an interesting scenario for those of you shopping at the Power Mall. Dr. Paul Merrick recently quoted a prospective clinical trial where the participants were given 4,000 IUs of vitamin D, omega-3s, and told to exercise, and the risk of cancer dropped 50%. Huh. In another post, Merrick says, it's highly unlikely cancer is genetically determined. And the one other thing that he said, and I know you're all going to be going, wow, really? Ivermectin may defeat cancer and other common chronic diseases of aging. Yeah. And right in that article, The War on Ivermectin by Dr. Pierre Corey, who we just had on the show talking about the book. There's a picture of the book right there. So there you have it. And see, we've given you the opportunity to write us at support@thepowerhour.com to find out where some good sources of ivermectin are. Especially those of you who are suffering. But see, we have vitamin D and omega-3s at the Power Mall you need to stock up on if you are interested. That's why we have thepowermall.com and why we have a toll-free number, 877-817-9829, that is going to be open here very shortly. You can call and ask questions about it. All right? Under surveillance state, understand that despite the Constitution's Fourth Amendment, which prohibits warrantless government searches, U.S. agencies are proving to be ever more intrusive in their routine surveillance of American speech and activities. One of the reasons why we tell people to get off of social media and Twitter and stop commenting. If you've got something worthwhile to report, it's one thing. But hey, just getting off and spouting about what you want to do? Nope. We've got a video on there with the FBI director, Deputy Director Paul Abate, admitting Biden took $5 million from Ukraine and the FBI unintentionally spied on over 278,000 Americans. Yeah, they're routinely doing it. Hear us complaining? We'll be back on the other side of the top of the hour break here with more news and your phone calls. Nate Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.